Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
By the late 19th century, the Twin Cities had expanded to such a point that it was no longer feasible to reach far-flung destinations on foot unless you had several hours to kill. St. Paul solved the transportation issue in July 1872 when the city introduced horse cars. The cars, which resembled small cabooses, ran on rails and were pulled by a pair of sturdy horses. Minneapolis introduced horse cars 3 years later. Passengers were limited to points on the rail lines, but they could relax in relative comfort while the horses ran at a moderate 6 miles per hour. Occasionally, a car ran off the lines, and the passengers would dust themselves off to heave the car upright. Unfortunately, the Twin Cities were drowning in horse manure. A 1,000-pound horse produces 37 pounds of manure and 2.4 gallons of urine daily, which, on a baking summer day, gave off an eye-watering stench and clouds of flies. So by 1890, it was a literal breath of fresh air when electric streetcars arrived.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.